Okay, we're on page Mem Ches. Oh. What? Shasli Kotzarki, right. So we started Shasli Kotzarki. I'm going to turn the page to Mem Ches, to Asher Heichem Mitzadei Gover.
It's in there.
It's definitely here somewhere. As a matter of fact, here we go. In the Atzkol Siddur, both Nusach Sfar and Ashkenaz, it says Hameichem Mitzadei Gover. In the Yaki community's official Siddur, it says Asher Heichem Mitzadei Gover. So they say it differently. Who's right? Who's right? Can both be right? Yeah, you have to be right. But what's logical? All the, we say, Pekeach Ivrim is a constant language. Pekeach Ivrim, Hashem is always, opens the eyes of those who are blind. Malbish Arumim. It's all in language of constant. I think it's called, what's it called, present perfect? It's called, no, it's a constant, a language of a haiva. A continuous state. The way the Yekis have it is Asher Heichem Mitzadei Gover is past tense. I think it's the only one in these, I mean, the list of the ones that have to do with per Shalei Asani guys, obviously a Shanover. But Pekeach Ivrim, Albisha Rumim, Atira Surim, Zekev Kufufim, Raikah Horas Alamayim, Shosali is also not Shosali called Sarki. And Asher Heichem Mitzadei Gover, these two are past. Shosali is really also past tense, right? Hashem has given me all I need. And that's the language of Asher Heichem Mitzadei Gover. Well, apparently, what we're saying here is that this bracha is made after a person puts on his shoes. And for some reason, the putting on shoes is representative of Tzarchei B'nei Adam. And we say it, it's sort of a gratitude that we have everything we need. That's what it seems to be.
Say that after you put on, and so you should say it.
Okay, you're right. So let's see, I would like to read what he says about Heichem Mitzadei Gover, and, actually, if you turn back to page Mem Zayin, the end, we did it very quickly at the end, I think last time, Shosali called Sarki, on the top of the second column, L'chein HaBracha HaZayis, Yayichida Shenemra B'Lashin Yachid, it said in the singular, V'Layash Sha'asat Tzarchei B'nei Adam, not Lashon Rabbim, Shemidus Estapkos Shayeches Rak B'Negel Tzarchei Adam Atzmai. To say, I have everything I need, you say about yourself. You don't say it about others. V'Alav L'Smayach B'Chelkoi, and that's part of being Sameach B'Chelkoi. You don't say, God gave him enough, you try to help the other people have more. But you say it about yourself. Now, although the focus there is on Lashon Yachid, but that explains Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. You're saying Hashem has given me everything I need. It's a Lashon of Histapkus, of being satisfied with what you have. So, Sha'asali Kol Tzarki is really also a Lashon Avar. It's a more personal bracha. Now let's see, Asher Heichem Mitzadei Gover, the way he explains, the first 10 brachas and the last 5 are really different. The first 10 brachas, which is until here, are general brachas on, let's just say, on the things that happen when a person gets up in the morning, with the things that a person is fortunate enough to have. They're part of nature, part of the teva habriya, teva ha'ilam. Asher heichem mitzadei gover literally means that Hashem Baruch Hu prepared the steps of man. Kenu gisus harash avshem begemaru. So the difference is already found in the Rosh's Girsa and the Girsa we have. Upirusha. This is the explanation. All the messages of gratitude, expressions of gratitude, until this bracha. Hari Adam toli akvarak baKadosh Baruch Hu shaasali kol tzarki. See, everything here is what Hashem has done. We're saying what God did. He gave us sight. He gave us clothing. Mekan ve'eloch, from this 11th bracha and on, mutal olav leleches baraglav velaseis b'mayadav. It talks about a person getting up and going and doing. V'akadosh Baruch Hu ha'mechin olam tzoyim shi'ochal lefayel. God prepares for a person the ability to be able to do heim baruchnius, heim begashmius, whether spiritual or physical things. Somebody who comes to be Torah, God helps him. And somebody who comes to do things wrong, God opens the door and allows him to do it. And what he's saying here, means Hashem prepared for us to go and go out there and do and accomplish. And that's what the bracha is. Everything till now is in the nature of what God prepares for people under normal circumstances. People can see and get dressed, etc. And the brachas which follow have to do with the person's responsibility to get up and do. It's a transition from the brachas of thanks just on what we have, what just about everybody has, and a bracha which is more a responsibility. Hamechem mitzadei gover, or Ashehechem mitzadei gover, is saying that now it's up to us. Hashem prepares for us to go out and do. He prepares the steps of man, and then man goes and does.
What about Anos and
Koach? So we're going to get that's part of this set.
But it's not.
So we're going to see how he explains Anos and Koach, and he's going to explain that it is. At Kambo, a brachas al seder ha'olam ha'noig b'chol ha'mino anushi. Till here, the brachas go on the seder of the morning of the world that apply to every human being, not necessarily to Jews. Aval acha shemaskirin hachonas mitzadei gover. Once we talk about our responsibility to go out and accomplish, shakadosh baruch hu noisin la'adam koyach ha'bechira, that God gives man the ability to choose, k'may shebiyarnu. Hari Borush of Hira Hazais Rikhalias Kuroi Ukios Labar Yisrael. Our responsibility is to use Bechira based on the responsibilities of a Jew. Livchar Bitoiv Valuma Isbara. To choose what's proper and to dismiss what's wrong. Ke Maslu Bebrocham Yuchedes Li Yisrael. And therefore now, at least the next two brachas, are unique to the Jewish people, Vihi. And it's as follows. Now it's interesting,
Then
the following, Isaiah Shabbat Vura, we're going to get to now. The ones that follow, they mention Klal Yisrael. Hashem Mitzadei Gover is also a fundamental. When the Gemara says that God, it's Bashert, who you're going to marry, Arvoim Yaim Kaidin Yitzuras Havlad, a Baskal goes out and says, Bas Pliny Laplaini. The same Gemara says, Bayis Pliny Laplaini, Visada Pliny Laplaini. The location where a person will be is also, Bashar, so to speak, it's also predetermined. In other words, Hamechem Mitzadei Gover is sort of that Kadosh Baruch Hu prepares the footsteps of man, also refers to where you are, where you go, the place where God sends you. And that idea is an idea. I like to repeat what somebody had told me. Moshem to Lubavitcher Rebbe, he had been flying from the West Coast to come to Crown Heights for Rosh Hashanah, and his plane had engine trouble, landed somewhere in Texas, and he wasn't going to make it. He was stuck somewhere in Texas. So he called, I don't know how you got through to the Rebbe, but apparently he was a real chassid, and he got through to get a bracha from the Rebbe. He said to the Rebbe, he said, I'm stuck in Galveston, whatever country, whatever place in Texas it is. So the Rebbe said to him, stuck? A Jew is never stuck. A Jew is sent. You're not stuck, you're sent. And it's an important message. I assume his Rosh Hashanah was different. Now, I don't know exactly what he did. I assume he had a chauffeur with him at least. But at least he went to the local Swarm store and picked one up. But But that idea is the idea of Hamechem Mitzadei Gavra, that where a person goes, a person is sent. Reb Tzadik, in his unique style, takes this to the extreme degree. And he says, when it says, Bas Pliny El Pliny, and Bayis Pliny, and Sadeh Pliny, he says it really means everything. Every pair of pants that you have, or every bagel that you eat, is also Bashert. Now to me, that's a little too much to incorporate into my daily life, but he takes it further. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara is it means where you live, and Sadeh Pliny means where your parnasa is, that these things are Bashert.
So does Reb Tzadik discount the
need for
Shabbos if it's already
Basher? Of course Reb Tzadik discounts the need for Shabbos. It goes without saying.
Well,
Reb Tzadik is not that extreme. Reb Tzadik's sheet is that you have to be Mishtadl, but at the same time you have to realize it's a smokescreen. It's a smokescreen, you know, it's you Mishtadl. Two people open businesses, and one's Masliach, and one's not Masliach. One thinks he's smarter than the other. What?
Like buying a lottery ticket.
Okay. A little more shtadlus than that.
But then you're not doing your
shtadlus.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. For everybody?
Rob said he wants.
That's for everybody? Sure.
No problem.
Okay, let's get to the next two. You don't mind, Heshi? No, you're not preparing for tea tomorrow? She should have.
Why'd you make it hard to open it?
You want me to open it?
You don't want anybody to be able to get to it. He's passing around the lachaim. Isaiah Yisrael b'gvura, b'gemara b'shulchan aruch isa. Now these two brachas need explanation. Isaiah Yisrael b'gvura, Itay Yisrael b'sifara. Many of us have a custom to kiss the shalyad by Yisrael b'gvura and kiss the shalyad by Yisrael b'sifara. He explains them beautifully as a set as follows. Isaiah Yisrael b'gvura, b'gemara b'shulchan aruch isa. Shemavarchem bracha zu. Kishachoyger chagura. You make this bracha when you put on a belt. Taisa says it means when you put on your pants. V'tachas hachagura shalo yehi liboy roya esa erva. So to make a distinction between the top half of the body and the lower half of the body. He brings in parentheses, ledidon, kishachoyger mitasai, mayin shal mitaisis. Ubiyar ahefsik. And the explanation of this is pissing around. Of the hefsik between the lev and the erva, we're up to talking about dvarim gashmiim. So ubiyar a hefsik shebegvias haadam nimtza chelka yeelyain hamishamish letafkid machashuvim shel haadam. A human being has the tapi of his body, which is mishamish the more chashuv parts of a person, klei adam klei haneshima umaychay. The heart, the lungs, the brain, hachelak hatachtoin lepulas habehemiyah shel adam, and the lower part has the more physical parts of the person. And we make a distinction with a gartel to separate. Shalay hashpia hachelak hagashvi b'hanefesh habehemis hachelak elyon shel adam, and somehow the chelak habehemi should not be mishpia on the chelak ha'elyon. In zem yuchla bnei Yisrael shemetzuv mitar b'mitzvah shasharideim yuchla hargiz yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. So there's a sense here of separating liba le'erva. The erva is symbolic of the base desires of a person, and the top part of the body is somehow the more pure part of the body. I mean, it's nothing to do. It has to do with human beings. Human beings somehow, you know, you go swimming, you put on bathing trunks, and the top half of the body is not covered. It's understood somehow the top half of the body is more, is less yetzaharadik than the bottom half of the body. V'zeu oizeh Yisrael daiko b'gavura. Lahag b'yehar ruach al hageshem. Now, the fundamental idea of the Bali Musar is that human beings are motivated by one of two things, and only one of two things. Human beings are either motivated by their intellect, their brain, their seichel tells them to do something, or their emotion tells them to do something. There's no reason anybody does anything else. Either his mind tells them to do it, or his emotions tell him to do it. We consider taiva to be part of emotions, the desires of a person, to be seated in the emotions of a person. So the gevura, as he's explaining it, is lahagbi haruach al hageshem, to raise the spirit over the body. Habehemius tishtabed v'tishamesh l'ruchnius, l'ruchniusai. And the physical should be mishabed and subservient to the spiritual. Now that musag, that idea, is the subject of all the musasfarim, all the ideas of musar are to be magbir, the seichel, or the das, over the emotion. There were great Bali Musa who had a dispute about the proper way to do it. There were those who held that the avoda is that your brain, you should follow your brain and not your emotion. And that's the idea. Revolbi in his writings writes about it. One of his svarim is called Das Shlema. Everything should be based on your mind. There are others who held that it's not possible. A human being, occasionally, your mind is pressed hard enough and it leads. The avoda is really to use the emotion and turn it into an eved to Hashem as well. And among others, the Michtam Eliyahu goes with that approach. He writes clearly that it's rare in life that a person can just fight the battle. Chazal say that if God, the Yetzirah is strong, Al-Malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Yuchaloi. Without special help, it's very hard. So at any rate, we're going to see now that Oizei Yisrael B'Gvura and Oite Yisrael B'Sefara are a combination. Oizei Yisrael B'Gvura is under separation of the base physical desires of a person from the rest of the person. And Oite Yisrael B'Sefara, we're going to say, has to do with the head.
I don't know for sure, but it would seem like the Rambam would probably say there has to be a balance between emotion and intellect, that both of them have to work together harmoniously in order to achieve the result.
I mean, you're saying that based on the it's true, a person is not supposed to be, is not supposed to ignore his emotions. The question is in the battle, how a person goes about it. It's an interesting question what the Rambam holds in this area. I'm not sure, I would look in Shmona Prakim. In the Rambam himself, I mean, he definitely talks about using the emotion to serve God, and nobody disagrees with that. But, okay, it's interesting. The Rambam has his golden mean, that everything has to be balanced. Now he interjects, with Al-Kavana Zu Tavu Chachami Bibracha Shaimim Acha Brismila. Now it's very interesting. There's a bracha that says the following, Tzavei Lahatzel Yedidu She'erenu Mishachas. Command to save Yididu She'erenu is an expression for the baby. Mishachas from destruction. Mishachas, destruction. Laman Brisa is just some of Serenu, in the schus of the Bris. So I think most people who say this bracha think it means, well, he just had surgery. Save lahatzi Yididu She'erenu Mishachas, let the baby be well. But Rashi on the Gemara in Shabbos that brings this bracha, at the outset of the baby's life, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's setting sail now, he's an 8-day-old baby. Between now and his Levaya, make sure that the path is a good path, that it'll save him from Shachas. Now, Rav Schwab here says about the Lashon Yedidus She'erenu, Yedid. He says, Yedidazu, Tzricha Pirish, he's your friend. El Shabemis is Nagdus on the Shama Ruchnius and Machaymer Shal Guf, Yaiser Mimash Shah Eish Misnaged Lamayim. The battle between spirituality and the physicality of the person is more of a battle than fire against water. Ayade Brismila, the whole idea of Brismila is a simin on that bottom half of the body. Shechaysim Adam Mamaka Makara Taiva, Habahemius, Haybizem Machnia Saguf El Hanishama. Vinasa mizug ba'if and haroi, and it becomes a combination in an appropriate way. Vamilo payelas yididu she'erenu, shaguf misyadeid ima neshama, that the body and the neshama should be friends; they should be together. Now later, when he talks about Shemini Esrei, atochein elodam das, Schwab defines das as connection. Of course, it means intelligent connection. He defines das as connection. The first das in Chumash is Vayeda Adam Eschave Ishtai. So the connection between the two of them, an intellectual connection, an intelligent connection. Das is the ability to connect. So here he's saying is that the Yedida Sheireinu means the connection between the Kashmiris and the Ruchnias. But they should work together. Sheha Guf Anikra Sheir Misyadei Diman Hashama. So that's Isaiah Shabba Gavura. I thought we'll get to Isaiah Shabba Sifara, but I guess we'll get to it, God willing, Thursday.